sound. There we go. I got it fixed. I'm wondering why I'm talking. I can't hear myself. It would probably be better for everybody if I talked and nobody could hear me, but then there would be no area fishing report, dude. So, anyway, fishing Frank in the chair here. Robert in the chair across from me. Let's get Frank and his guitar. Frank, quiet down. Okay. All right. Yeah, that is me playing, by the way. The area fishing report, we go over place by place. We follow the place by place fishing report. So if you want to know where we're talking about at given moments, go on to place by place, click the name and pictures, maps, directions. I've got a few new ones that I haven't gotten up yet, but we've probably got another three or four places to add. We've just added a few more. Good morning, Robert.
It's always a work in progress. You're always doing everything you can to try to make it better.
Well, I'm actually just trying to keep it working sometimes. But
well, that's true, too.
It was funny. The server sent me an email saying, you know, the people who host the website, I build it. And you can tell every misspelled word and all that sort of stuff. I built the whole thing. But they said, you've got too many files on your website. I just sent him a message back. You shouldn't have took the money. When you take the money, that's, you know, not my problem.
Right.
You know, you said, we'll host your website. I said, okay, you know, deal with it, suckers. Sorry, but, I mean, you know, that's the trade-off, right? You pay them, they do, I do my job, they do their job. So, anyway, lots of stuff on that. If you notice, Robert and I are now doing a show Thursdays on a little station out of Northport. And what do you think of the place, Robert?
It's really pretty cool. I like that kind of small town feel to it, but very big town kind of politeness to it at the same time as far as the business part of it. They're just all the above. It's just kind of a neat little mixed package.
You know, and it's WKDW, and the funniest part about it is they actually are in one little unit in a strip center. And in the next unit, they have their own little club.
Yeah.
They got a stage, they got some chairs. And
they hold bands, they hold open mic night, they do all sorts of neat little stuff there.
I mean, when they say real community radio, this is the definition of it. And they're nonprofit. If you go to KDWradio.com, you can donate to them, and you click the Listen Now button. The weird part about it is you got to click on it about every half an hour to see which show you're going to like. It's the most mixed match, but we've sit there and it was like kind of blues, and then it was classical, then it's a talk, then it's country, and then it's the oldies radio. I mean, I've never seen such a diverse.
Very eclectic.
Yeah, I mean, it's the most diverse bunch of people. It's awesome. It really is.
And it really shows the whole community. I mean, You get to see every end of the spectrum. It's really pretty neat.
Yeah, so if you listen to it and you don't like what you hear, click back in a half an hour and see if you like that. Because literally you got to do it every half an hour to find out what shows you like and what shows you don't. Because there's going to be some you love and some you don't. So anyway, but this is Fish and Franks. We hope you like us. Radio fishing. We're going. You know, Robert, I was just looking up. I don't remember. This has been going on a while now. Let me see. I'm on the wrong page. There we go. We started in 2013.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
That's a lot of information.
This is our five years of doing this.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was sick for a year or two, and we couldn't get enough shows on. But I'm feeling good now, and we've got a lot of shows. Friday's Area Fishing Report. Thursday, you're going to hear the Get Ready for the Weekend Report. We're going to be on WKDW 97.5 FM out of Northport. But it will be recorded and then put on Radio Fishing each week. So if you can't find the station or you forget, you can come right here and listen to it. And then Mondays, we're going to try and do interviews with manufacturers. We have a list of questions for them. And we're going to be going over trying to hit all of the different factories, getting so you can kind of understand who's coming to the tent sale and, you know, what these people are about and why we deal with them. And it's just kind of a fun little thing.
We're trying insight on the industry.
Insight into the industry, who you're dealing with, who you're buying from.
Yeah.
And then Thursdays we're going to be working on a show about did we get it right, the week in review, and you know, general about fishing, but as well as a week in review to see if Robert and I really messed it up, if we deserved to get smacked, or if
see
we
if our predictions were right.
Yeah. So what was that guy in Johnny Carson you were just imitating there?
Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon, and when Carson did the
hold the envelope up to his head.
Yeah, the great Cardini or somebody.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
But it was still funny.
It was still funny, Johnny Carson.
Hell, that's been gone for what, 30 years, and it's still hilarious and
still
mimicked.
Way better than anything on today. These idiots. So anyway, yeah. It's hard to believe the state of this situation. So anyway, Peace River System. I'm hearing about a lot of big snook up on the Peace River. I mean, all the way. I'm hearing
all
stories.
All the way up past Arcadia.
All the way past Arcadia, from Harbor Heights up the San Suchi Trestle. I haven't had any good reports from the dam, but I have some good reports from the trestle. Hearing about them. Up by the power lines, up by, I mean, all
just
the way
a
on
lot
up through
of
the narrow
spots.
Yeah, it's just random. You're going to have to kind of look for maybe a little trolling, but big snook in the rivers now.
What is the river doing anyway? Because I'd be real curious to know that. You know, these guys have been, a lot of the guys have been using swim baits up there mostly and having their best success. You know, the 4 to 6 inch swim baits, you know, like the storm swim baits or spool tech. Bait busters, you know, anything that's got a little bit of size to it, that's definitely what they're throwing.
All right. Went to fishandfranks.com, clicked the weather and tides, and at the bottom of that, there's the Peace River. Robert, it's actually below 5 foot.
Wow.
4 3/4 feet, which means we got 2 feet of water coming at us. We have, right now, 1,020 cubic feet per second coming at us. 1953, there was literally 10 times the volume at 10,300. The average for this time is between 500 and 900. So we're just a little above average for the time of year. But it's the good thing about this is we need that water to keep going for 2 more weeks. It's been falling, and at the beginning of over the last 7 days, it's come down about 2 feet. So this is good news, boys and girls. It's still flowing. We like it when the river stops flowing because the harbor gets clear, the fishing gets a little better, the visibility picks up, we get a lot more salt. But we need 2 more weeks of red tide protection to get this redfish hatch to live.
Yes, definitely.
I would like to see all the way. I'm hoping for some more rain this week, this weekend, even though it's driving down business, because that's our red tide production. That's absolutely our Star Trek force field of invisibility, or impenetrability, not invisibility, impenetrability. The only thing right now that kills red tide is fresh water.
Right.
So we need the fresh water to continue for a while. So we were talking about up on the Peace River. And so far, most of the redfish have spawned. The eggs are out there. They haven't, I don't think they've hatched yet, but they're, the eggs have been, a lot of eggs out, a lot of fish spawning, and then they're going to hatch. And as soon as they hatch, they need about a week to get up into the creeks and get away from the areas where the red tide might strike them.
Right.
And that's been the big problem. You know, you see the couple big redfish on the beach. It really doesn't mean anything when then one big redfish dies. But they just laid, you know, 1,000 eggs, and there's 1,000 little baby swim fish trying to swim back into the, to get back to where they grow up, and the red tide kills them.
Yeah.
That's, so anyway, but it did not happen this year. We got a good redfish hatch going on. Real good hatch. Lots of spawning going on. This is, you know, big party in the harbor.
All right.
Anything else up on the rivers?
A couple guys have been seeing a couple tarpon rolling around, but nobody's hooking any. Other than that, it's pretty quiet. Just that snook activity has been the exciting part of it.
What if we go to do those the way we do the ones in the canal? Drop down to tiny, tiny baits. DOA terrorize the tiny ones.
Right.
Or even the regulars down to the tinies. The eighth ounce, quarter ounce rattle traps, the little fishy jigs. What do you think? Possible?
I think it's possible.
I was talking about that yesterday with a guy on the pier. I said, you know what? nobody's hooking these fish because they're all throwing tarpon baits at them.
Right.
What if we do them the way we do the ones in the canal? We throw little tiny, tiny lures at them. Smaller the better.
Right.
I mean, almost crappie size stuff.
Yeah, it would probably, it's very possible. I mean, nothing else is working, so why not?
Yeah. What's up, Steve?
Rod and Parasite.
All right. All right. Well, I'm not sure where we're going to go with that, but let's drop down to I-75, Darst, you know, that area right around the I-75 bridge. This is sponsored by Ponger K. Grady's Funeral Home and Cremation Services. And unfortunately, everybody's going to deal with this at one point or another. It's just inevitable. And they have everything you need. And I got to ask them, you know, I just got thinking about this. I wonder if they have those, you know, when you do the cremation thing, I used to do a lot of these with people when I was chartering. And you put it in, it's supposed to float away and then sink down, you know, that urn like that.
Right.
Those are kind of strange.
I'm sure that they probably do just because of the amount of water in their Florida kind of thing.
Yeah, I know they got all kinds of urns and caskets and all that kind of stuff, but I got to ask them about that next time they're in. So we'll see what happens with that. But anyway, what's going on around I-75?
To be honest with you, I've only heard of a couple of small snook and a couple of small black drum. Not even big ones, just littler guys. Other than that, it's been a little quiet up there. I mean, things are changing pretty rapidly, but it's still at that in-between stage of getting real good.
Gotcha. All right, well, that's going to take us down to the 41 Bridge, which is sponsored by my buddy Jerry out at SOS. Give him a call at 629-3600. You will be talking to Amy, who's been there forever, and is she's amazing. And there's Jerry, and then they got people at work there. But I just got a call from Amy saying I'd come pick up my boat. My boat's finished up there. I had him doing work on my trailer. He fixed the trim and tilt on my outboard. And, you know, what was nice is they called and said, okay, we got this done and this done. Anything else you need done? You know, I like that. I just like it a lot. But I've been friends with Jerry for, you know, 30 years or better. And, just one of the nicest, gentlest people on the planet. Really cool guy. Okay, SOS, 41 Bridge, what's going on?
There's been a lot of snook of assorted sizes for the land-based people and the boat-based people. It's mostly been a evening, nighttime, and first thing in the morning bite. There has been some juvenile tarpon rolling around down there, but nobody's really catching any of them. And then I've heard of two trout and one Spanish mackerel that was caught off of there. You know, it's not, there again, it's kind of like 75. We're still at that little weird point where things are getting better, but sometimes it's a little slower process than what we'd like.
I think the cold's going to bring them up. I think this is going to drop the harbor down just enough to get them up here to us. Lashley Pier and the little thing there is about sponsoring a spot. It's actually, to be quite honest with you, it's $15 a week if you want us to be on the fishing report and listen to on the show. Approximately 100,000 people a month look at the fishing report, and about 6,000 people a month listen to the broadcast. Let's see, we've got, those are all different people. I mean, it's, so anyway, what do they call it? Unique visitors. And some of our visitors are pretty unique. So
it's a unique store.
Yeah, this is a unique. Okay.
It's like, how do you catch a unique fish? Unique up on them.
Yes. So, and I think I've been unique. All right. Lashley Pier.
It's my only clean joke I got, and it's really dumb.
Unique up on them. Okay. All right. Good. God, why did we get here? All right. Lashley Pier.
There's been a lot of small snook. There has been a couple of slot-sized snook being caught off of it. Most of the slot-sized fish that I have heard about have been either right at the beginning of the pier or actually right along the seawall going along by the park. So, and that's really about all I've heard off of there, to be honest with you. It's been a been a little on the breezy side, so I don't think too many guys have been wanting to stand down there because it's been kind of right in the teeth of that wind blowing down the harbor the last few days.
All right. Bayshore Pier, sponsored by our friends and neighbors over at Centennial Bank. I'm so sad. God, they're closing down that branch on Bayshore.
Yep.
And they're going to be moving into the Punta Gorda office, but all the cool people there are going to be going over to Punta Gorda.
So it'll still be the same faces, which is great.
Yeah, because people make the difference. The bank has okay policies, and they're actually pretty good. But, you know, I
think they're better than average with their policies, but the people really, truly, genuinely make it and push it over the top.
Yeah, I get tired of banks that don't want me to deposit money.
Right. Anyway, we're going to charge you to deposit change.
Money. And you're a bank, and you don't want to take the money. And they like it when I bring money in and deposit it.
Right.
It sounds like a ridiculous statement, but I've left banks because they don't want me to bring in money.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's a business account. Really? Seriously?
Yeah. So you don't want me to bring money into your bank? Okay, I agree with you. I'm not going to bring money to your bank. And went somewhere else, and we ended up here where they actually like... They act like a bank. Let's put it that way. They're actually a bank. Okay. So what's going on at Bayshore?
Bayshore has been a little quiet this week. There has been a couple of small bull sharks being caught there. One tarpon was hooked and jumped out there while the guys were kind of shark/cobia fishing. But other than that, overall, it's been relatively quiet. A lot of guys fishing there each day, but they were saying how slow it's been the last several days. Yeah, and I think that's partially due to these weird tides with the wind-driven tides. You know, it's kind of making it a little funky over there. But there again, that place is going to start to get real good for the trout. Hopefully some other stuff here soon when the water starts to chill out a little bit. And that's one of the better places that actually cools off a little bit faster than the surrounding area because it is such a shallow mud flat. It gets exposed on a regular basis and buried back up, so the water does cool down quicker there.
All right. Sponsored by Ray Smith Excavating. Whether you got a little job around the house or a big housing development you want put up, Ray Smith is your guy. I got to call Ray and have him deliver a load of stuff out to the house because I'm... not having the best of luck with getting everything all fixed out of my place. You know, I still have a lot of hurricane damage up there. It's a slow process. Yeah, I'm just not catching breaks this time on this. All right. But I really can't. I shouldn't complain. I spent 3.5 years in a Winnebago after the last hurricane. So I guess, you know, a couple months of inconvenient stuff. What the heck?
All right.
So... put it back into perspective, Frank. Okay, the Port Charlotte Canal Systems, what is Ray Smith sponsoring?
Tons of little snook right now in the canals. A few bigger snook are starting to move in. The guys who are catching the bigger snook are actually working the docks real slow and thoroughly with swim baits, pinfish, even some sand bream, and just working it closer to the bottom. The guys that are trolling are just kind of fan casting along some of the lures or shrimp or mostly catching the little peanuts. I've been hearing of some good sand bream action lately, especially over there in like that Ackerman and Manchester waterway. Been a few oddball sheep's head being caught with some small black drum. And that's probably about it. I haven't heard of the juvenile tarpon lately. I saw a couple roll yesterday, actually. It was kind of surprising behind the house, but overall it's been quiet on them guys.
Okay, the Elgin Pier... And this is sponsored by Action Appliance. Make them your first stop when you go out looking for appliances because they do great. The prices are good. Everything's reasonable, and they have a decent selection of stuff. But like I keep telling you guys, I went there. They had two of the three things I needed. I got those. And then they said, okay, we don't have that, but go here and you can get that. That would be the best place, best price. What more do you want?
Nah, you can't ask for much more than that.
That's everything. Action Appliance, and they fixed my refrigerator, and it actually worked out to be $100+ less than what they told me it would be. I like that.
Yeah, all right. Absolutely.
So, Elgin Pier, what's going on?
A lot of snook at night. Most of them have been on the smaller side with a handful of oversized fish. And then they've also caught a couple of nice trout there in the evenings and at night right there along the trestle. A few mangrove snappers.
What did you say? Caught
a trout.
Trout.
Yeah, a couple bigger trout being caught there. The mangrove snapper bites starting to pick up just a hair. And a few sheepshead have been being caught. But I think those are just kind of resident fish that are starting to actually move around and cooperate. It's not quite, definitely not quite ready there yet. That's about it.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard a lot of snook stories on El Jabin.
Yeah.
So that's actually doing pretty good. the Myakka River area, which is sponsored by Jim up at Murdoch Tire and Automotive Center, and I just went up and got my truck the other day. Had an oil change and new wipers, and I tell you, I don't change my wipers anymore. It sounds like, you know, you the wussy guy don't want to change his wipers. You need a freaking engineering degree to change it.
Some of those are complicated as all get go.
Just to put new wipers on your car, you got to go to engineering school. I mean, this is ludicrous. I mean, I like that you pinch the thing, you slide it out, you slide the other one in. Easy. Right. No big deal. And now, for God's sakes, this is nuts.
Yeah.
And so I guess, you know, something as simple as putting the right wipers on, changing the wipers and that. But they did the oil change and all that on my truck. But it was easy. You know, I stopped in and said, can you do an oil change? It's about an hour. I went up to WKDW and dropped off some shows we recorded for them and then came back. And it's just nice and easy. And so anyway, the Myakka River, what's going on?
Most of the activity I've been hearing about has been right there in the cutoff and also up towards Tippecanoe. A lot of snook moving around, all assorted sizes. There has been a handful of redfish. Most of them have been on the smaller side. I've heard of a couple over the slot fish. Inside the cutoff, those guys have been fishing some of those deeper bends in there. And they're catching them on pinfish, cut ladyfish, and shrimp. And then out in the Hog Island side, I've heard of a couple mixed reports of pompano. I just haven't heard of really good, consistent numbers the last couple of days. So it's not bad. You know, we would expect the snook and redfish to be up in there
any
this time.
Any reports of trout? Like, no?
No.
This is almost like they should be there any time now.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of what I'm anticipating. Just haven't heard it yet. And somebody might be doing real good on him. He's just keeping tight-lipped about it because it's just...
That would be smart.
It's enough for just one guy to have a really good time. As soon as three boats move in there, and out slows. Because you're right, it should be happening about right now.
All right. That takes us out to South Gulf Cove Canals. I got nothing. I haven't been talking to anybody.
I got crickets this week. I didn't get anything. Okay.
All right, the West Wall and the creeks on the West Wall. This is sponsored by Luigi's. It's Luigi's, you know. They're friends. They've got good food. You get a lot of it. And we hold our fishing club there. And, hey, it's Luigi's. If you haven't tried it, go give it a try. I mean, The one thing you might want to order, if you're in the mood for, like, one of those loose meat sandwiches, what do they call them, the Philly cheesesteak thing or something like that. But it's not like a Philly cheesesteak at all, but it's the closest I can think of.
It's a steak sandwich.
Ask for the Luigi's...
Special sandwich.
Right, the Luigi's special sandwich, because they make the bread right there.
Yeah, it's not on the typical roll.
It's not like on a hoagie roll. It's not on store-bought bread.
Yeah.
And it's different. I like it. I don't know that it's my favorite sandwich, but I really do like it.
I think it's my favorite sandwich there, personally.
And, you know, but I'm just saying, if you're looking for something a little different, order that. It's not on the menu. You can't find it. The Luigi special sandwich is not on the menu.
You have to know somebody to know something.
Yeah, you got to know somebody to get this thing. How ridiculous is that? Anyway, I can't. Good God. It's like us, you know, putting reels in, but we hide them in the back room. And if you ask for them, we'll sell them to you.
It's like a speakeasy.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't have this. And, you know, you gotta know, you know,
what's a password?
Yeah, what's the password? All right. What's going on the West Wall?
To be honest with you, it's crickets. It's been so windy on that side because the wind's been blowing so hard out of the east. I have not heard anything. I mean, with this wind, it should be pushing bait over there, and it hasn't been fished at all, really. I think the fish activity over there ought to be pretty darn good, but I just haven't heard much at all. Have you heard anything? My last report was like last Friday, I think it was the last actual real report, because guys have gone over there to look, but they said it was just too snotty to either get there, or it was too snotty when they got there. So, unfortunately.
Yeah, it should be great, but if no one is fishing there, are there still fish there? Kind of like a philosophical question. Cape Hayes, sponsored by Finor, which is the Lethal Reel series, and they're very good. You're going to... Great, solid reels. Nothing bad to say about the Finor stuff.
Nope.
Not at all.
Just a good reel.
Yeah, great reel. Reasonable price, good reel. Cape Hayes... I caught a snapper there. We got blown off.
You're not going to like this report.
Go ahead.
Flounder.
No.
Yeah. There's picture proof. Lots of picture proof, actually.
I don't believe a word of it, but go ahead. I'll write it anyway.
Steve and his peg leg and his wife were out there yesterday, and they got their limit of flounder, and they were catching them on gulp, 3-inch and 4-inch shrimp. With the Rockport Rattler jig head, and he said they were working really, really slow, hopping them along the bottom or dragging them real slow along the bottom. She was using 20-pound fluorocarbon. He dropped down to 10 or 15-pound fluorocarbon, and he was catching more than she was until she switched over to the lighter leader and then started catching them also. We've also heard of a couple bonnet heads out there, and that's kind of about it, to be honest with you. The Pompano, a couple guys have hooked a couple, but I haven't heard much reports on them. They should, it's like those trout, they should be there, but not hearing about them yet. But this nice, beautiful day today, and hopefully on Sunday, I'd be getting out there and messing around that whole bar.
Wow. I'm just looking, I tried to spell bouncing, and my fingers are just bouncing everywhere, but...
On the right key.
Oh, they hit the right keys, but it was B-C-N-U-O.
So, hitting the right keys in the wrong order.
Yeah, I don't know, gee.
Goodness. Can you walk this straight line?
Oh. Yeah. Actually, I had a cop do that to me a while back. And he said I was smoking just to cover up the alcohol in my breath.
Right. I'm like,
yeah, I yeah, just got done finished working 16 hours.
And he was a Charlotte County, too, wasn't he?
I want to go home, and, and you're harassing me because I'm driving, avoiding the manhole covers. And I tried being nice. I said, bud, don't you ever drive this street, or does somebody else pay for your tires? Bang, bang, So, anyway... But, all's well that ended well. I just got out and did his test, and he was like, okay, you can go. I'm like, I ain't. But actually, for the first time in my life, I actually got to, put my arms out and touch my nose, and he shined a flashlight in my eyes, and he went, okay, you can go.
Darn it.
Darn it. Okay. But I got to experience it. It was actually pretty cool. So, Bull Bay, Turtle Bay, Gallagher's Cut.
Bull Bay, I'm starting to get Turtle Bay, I've gotten a few reports on. There's been some ladyfish and trout kind of scattered out throughout the center part of it. And then towards the back, there's been a few juvenile tarpon rolling around. Whole lot of snook moving back there that guys are hooking. Most of them are on the small side. And then they are starting to pick up a few better numbers of redfish. Weird part is I really haven't had a good report from Bull Bay since last week. I'm not really sure why. I know it's been windy and all that good stuff, but there's still a lot of people leaving the Placida area fishing that Bull Bay area, and I just haven't heard anything, unfortunately.
All right, I'm going to go along with you can find nice trout, big ones, but they're very wormy in Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
If you're going to go there and catch and release, just... I'm going to tell you, do not keep trout out of Turtle Bay right now. It's just not worth it. They're full of worms. You're just going to waste the meat, even too many for me. And I just pop them out. I don't really care. It's like when I used to get an apple.
Right.
When I was a kid, we still had worms and apples. You would cut the apple, oh, there's a worm, and cut that part out and eat the rest. But, no, these are bad.
Yeah.
So well, it's give it another month.
It's so warm, and especially in the air. Absolutely.
Though, in another month, they should They work themselves out of the fish, right?
Yes.
They just go back and actually just leave the fish.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not a parasitic worm that affects us. It's just they're in there. The funny part is that that worm is actually truly a parasite host to sharks. They actually enter into, like, trout and black drum and a couple other ones, anticipating getting eaten by a shark so they can actually host in the shark. Because that's their preferred prey item.
This is just... Nature is weird.
Very.
Sick. I don't know.
Step one to get to step three. Yeah. They gotta go there somewhere. Which is kind of neat.
Okay, nothing against God, but there's a reason so many humans are sarcastic and have such a weird sense of humor. Because right. If we're in that image, he has got to be the most sarcastic, weird. I mean, okay, right? I'm going to go into this fish, so if a shark eats me, I can end up where I want.
Right.
All right. Yeah, I got it. All right. Cape Hayes Reef. This is sponsored by Chuck's Custom Carpentry. And yes, that is a picture of my house. And Chuck did all the decks around my house and the stairs and just everything else. And the picture of the pirate ship. Chuck was the main designer. I helped on these projects, but, you know, it was actually Chuck. But whether you need somebody to help redo your bathroom, your kitchen, whatever you need, if it has to do with carpentry, he's actually going around the windows. They messed up around my house, and Chuck's actually going around taking all the darn trim off, putting everything on, sealing the windows so I don't have any more wood problems. Because seriously, I gotta tell you, you can't trust a contractor. Don't trust them. And then, but so if you need something, you want a pirate ship in your yard, like I have, call Chuck. If you want a, you know, your house fixed, call Chuck. This is what it is. His numbers are right there. All right. Let's see. Cape Hayes Reef.
I unfortunately don't have anything off of there right now.
All right. That was a lot of ad for nothing in the spot.
Sorry, all right. Chuck got all the spotlight on that one.
Yeah.
Wasn't overpowered by the report.
Yeah. Yeah. There was nothing to confuse that issue.
Right.
All right. If you don't know about it, there is a show on Kix Country, 92.9 FM. And Robert is the one of the hosts. There's three hosts, Josh Olive, Mike Myers, and Robert. And that's every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. on
Kix Country. You even have a guest spot on there every week, too.
Yeah, I'm on there every week. So, anyway, the one thing, the only bad part about that show is it's impossible to find. If you miss it on Saturday mornings, you want to listen to it, it's really hard to find. I put a link. If you click the radio waterline icon there on the Gasparilla Sound Tailing Flats section, click that, it takes you to their old episodes so you can listen to older shows.
There you go.
So that's what that's for. All right. What's going on at Gasparilla Sound Tailing Flats?
A lot of different stuff through there, honestly. From Devilfish, basically all the way up to Catfish Creek, that whole Widdens Bay area. They're catching a handful of trout. Most of them are on the smaller side. A whole lot of snook and redfish along the shoreline, out on the flats, around that one little oyster bar heading towards Widden Creek. Even up inside Widden Creek, they've been getting some mixed variety of snook and redfish. Most of the snook are on the smaller side. If you're patient and throwing out live pinfish or sand bream, that's where those bigger, more slot-sized snook have been coming on. The redfish have really been preferring white bait, so if you can find some white bait, that's been a little bit more preferred on those redfish down in that spot for some reason.
No, I think you're seeing that going around a lot of the different places. You know, you got the time for shrimp, and what's been weird is for a while now, it's been, okay, I can use shrimp, you catch the same as you would catch if you were using white bait. It literally made no difference at all. But right now, you're really going to have to start throwing that net, but make sure you get a quarter.
Yeah.
Quarter inch, anyway.
And still there again, take what you need, not what you want. Don't black out three live wells to do this with.
And if you insist that you got to black out your live wells, make sure when you're done fishing, you go in the live well and you put those fish back into the water.
On the flats, not in the basin where you're loading your boat up at.
Yeah.
Give them a chance to survive.
Yeah, just release them in a school so they actually have a chance of survival. So that's the best way to go. Placida Pier, this is sponsored by Ingman Marine, and Ingman chose the Placida Pier because they have a boat dealership right there in Placida at Gasparilla Marina, and they have the big one in Port Charlotte. They have one in Pine Island. They have one in Sarasota. And they have a new one in North Fort Myers where we lease the inside of the building. We have a tackle shop in there. Ingman Marine, they got a lot of different boat lines. And on November 16th through the 19th at Fisherman's Village, you're going to get a chance to take a test ride in a Grady White. Okay. They got a thing going on there at Fisherman's Village for test rides, and that's the weekend of the 19th in November. So anyway, give them a shot, and if you're in market for a boat, go in and look and see what Ingman's got.
There you go.
So, I mean, I've known Gary since I think the 80s or early 90s. I bought my first ever brand new outboard I ever bought. I bought from Gary Ingman.
Nice.
Yeah, that Yamaha. It was a 90. Three-cylinder. It used to sound like the old John Deere tractors. Ran like heck. It was a great motor, but I'll never forget that. It just, for some reason, those three cylinders sounded like the old single-cylinder motors. I don't know. I guess because one's going down and then two is just lopsided.
Right. It's a little strange.
So, anyway, what's going on at Placida Trestle?
They're actually kind of getting a little bit of a mixed bag out there. One guy does incredible, another guy not so good. Some mangrove snapper, Spanish mackerel, heard of a couple flounder, a few snook and redfish at night mostly. And then some of the guys are seeing some of the sheep's head down there, but aren't catching any of them yet. You know, they're starting to move around and starting to show their presence, but we're still a little early on those guys. You know, it's not bad out there. You just got to move kind of up and down the pier and find that sweet spot. That's been probably the most important part. Those three guys will tell you they did lousy, and two guys will tell you they did absolutely incredible. And that new paved walkway they got going out to it, and they made some minor repairs on the trestle itself, so it's a very easy walk now, especially if you're lugging a bunch of gear with you, because that 75-yard walk down that old dirt potholed road was a bugger. When you're lugging, you know, two fishing poles, a bait bucket, and tackle box, it just wasn't much fun.
Yeah, we
on
sell
top
a lot
of running from the mosquitoes.
Yeah, we sell a lot of those pier carts for the guys who regularly fish Placida because it's so far out there.
Yeah.
And when you're coming down 771, you go around the curve, you got to pull off to the left and you park on that lot. Then you've got to walk from the lot out to the pier, and then the pier is actually very long. That's been responsible for a lot of cart sales because it's just, you know, lugging all that stuff there is okay, you know, and it's good for exercise.
Right.
You know, keeps you in fit, but that's, I get to, it's a long haul
it's
out there.
It's a very long haul.
I used to fish there a lot. Okay, moving on to up by Lemon Bay, Lemon Bay Park, the whole area up there, sponsored by Southern Cross Storm Shutter Systems. And yes, they are the ones doing my house. And that's how I met them, and I talked to them 8-9 years ago about doing it. Didn't have the money at the time, and do I really want to do this? And the years go by and the storm hit the last time, and I put all the wood on the house and everything, and then it took it off and I got holes in all my stuff. So
yeah.
I got Chuck's Custom Carpentry, and when I was putting the wood up for the stuff, I noticed that the windows, some of them had wood rot behind it because of the way they did them. So Chuck's fixing all that, and then these guys are going to put storm shutters over it. Now what I did pick was, I've got some accordions, but you know my front porch where it goes in?
Yeah.
He says, why don't we just put roll downs here, and that way you have a place to put all of Terry's plants. I don't have to put them in the living room.
Right, nice.
So I'm going to have when I roll everything down, it's going to be like a little shed. The whole porch is going to be an alcove protected from the hurricane.
Perfect.
So they were very helpful. I was really, because, you know, I was thinking, okay, you're going to put accordion shutters against the door and the window and everything. Said, no, we can just protect the whole porch. And
that's pretty awesome.
I think the good part about that is the wind can't get in that pocket of the porch to actually try and blow that up and off.
Right.
So it's less intrusion. I think that U-shaped hole, because it's got the roof over it and indent into the house, that would be a place for the wind to catch, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I would say so. So at this, the right angle. Perfect.
This way, it blocked the whole thing off. So that's... And I've known these guys, and they make a nice product. And he's got a part of the shutter system where it's got some Lexan in it, so when you roll it down, you can still see out.
Right.
So
there you go.
I actually like the fact I'm still going to be able to see out. But yes, they are doing my house. Okay, Lemon Bay Park.
Lemon Bay, overall, there's been a lot of scattered redfish moving up and down the whole place. I'm not hearing of any big schools, but a lot of singles, doubles, and triples in the sand holes. Most of the guys are catching them on shrimp, some white bait.
And what is
this? Redfish.
Redfish.
Yeah. Uh-huh. A couple of the wade fishermen have been pulling up their boats, like, just on the inside of Stump Pass going south. What's that island right there? Is that Don Pedro?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I think it's Don Pedro.
Remember, I'm the old guy. You spent all the time we spent on WKDW telling me how old and forgetful I am.
I only said it once.
Oh, yeah? We just listened to it. Do you want me to go back and listen to it again?
Yeah, I said it once.
No. Yeah,
one at a time.
Once you said it once at a time a few times. That's okay. I'll go along with that. All right, go ahead. That's okay.
They're catching them on shrimp, pinfish, and white bait, and even some cut ladyfish, so kind of a mixed bag of baits. The couple guys that come in here all the time that are wade fishing and kayak fishing there at Lemon Bay Park, they said it's been a little on the quiet side, but they've been picking up more snook the last couple of days out there fishing along the shoreline, and they're throwing strictly artificials or catching them on the mirror lure MR17, the Miradyne, and they did really good on the DOA shad tail, and they were throwing pink at your suggestion. And also they did real good on, I think he said, root beer. It was a dark color because he bought a couple more packs of them. Other than that, it's been a little quiet for the trout. I haven't heard of much for trout or anything else.
So what I'm hearing from this is my suggestion was really wrong, that they tried the pink and then caught all their fish on the root beer.
No, they caught fish on the pink because they bought both.
Oh, okay. Because I was sitting there thinking, you said, okay, they threw the pink because you said to throw it, and then they bought a lot of root beer. And I'm like, no, wait a minute. That kind of means I was really off.
Nope. They actually caught them on both.
Okay.
But at your suggestion, they tried the pink and were successful with it.
Gotcha.
They were having a good time, and they caught, you know, the redfish and the snook both on it. So that was pretty cool. You know, the right there on the ski alley side, there has been a mixed bag of stuff that people are catching on shrimp. You know, the little black drum, small trout, small snook, a couple of small redfish, and a whole lot of lizardfish have moved in there the last couple days. So that's always kind of a fun little catch when you catch that critter. If you've never seen one before, a lot of people get perplexed by that. You know, kind of looks like a tube with a pointy nose, a lot of little teeth. I'm like, yeah, definitely describing a lizard fish.
Yeah, and it's got a head like a snake.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does when you look close at it.
Yeah, Mike Myers all the time calls them snake fish.
Yeah. Okay. Englewood Pier. The Anger Pier. All right. This is sponsored by Custom Sight and Sound out of Venice. Exceptionally good friend of mine, Julio, and his amazing staff up there. Great people. If you're looking for home theaters, TVs, all the rest of this stuff, give them a call. Custom Sight and Sound up there in Venice. And they are sponsoring the Anger Pier.
Yep. Well, they're sponsoring nothing this week because I haven't heard a thing.
All right.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
Seen a couple cars there when we drove by the one day, but I haven't heard any positive or negative feedback from it.
Okay. Gulf of Mexico. This is sponsored by American Fishing Wire. One of the great relationships we have is between American Fishing Wire and High Seas and Fish and Franks, and they're just amazing to deal with. Excellent products, reasonable prices, or even very low prices. I would say probably some of the best pricing on terminal tackle is from American Fishing Wire.
And yeah, definitely.
Great quality at good prices.
Yeah, they're amazing.
So, what are they sponsoring out in the Gulf of Mexico?
Well, it's been really too sporty to go out too far, but the great part is that the Spanish mackerel and the king mackerel have been doing really good anywhere from 15 feet of water to 30 feet of water. So basically, what, a mile out to 6 miles out?
No, you're talking 100 yards offshore out.
Okay.
Literally, it's within 100 feet of shore, not even 100 yards, 100 feet, it's down 15 feet. A lot of these guys, the people are seeing seeing the birds and everything hitting out there and watching the Spanish. Now, the kings are actually under the Spanish.
Yeah, yeah, they're all around them and underneath them. And guys are catching the Spanish mostly on spoons and small lip plugs that they're trolling along. The smaller schoolie kings in like that 8 to 12 pound range, they're hitting the same thing. The bigger kingfish, though, the guys are either catching them on like the big, is that the 16 series bombers? Shallow diving, but big, you know, lip plugs, you know, right. Something that's going to dive, you know, no more than 6-8 feet at the most. And then they're also having pretty good success trolling or drifting with live blue runners and ladyfish and pinfish and catching some fish up to 35 pounds. And it's pretty impressive. You know, even if you don't see some of those birds or bait fish and you're just a super patient person but want to catch that kingfish of a lifetime, you want to drift or troll in that 15 to 20 feet of water and troll a ladyfish or even a ballyhoo, and you're fishing all day for 1 to 3 fish, but they're probably all going to be well over that 30 pound mark, because a lot of your big king mackerel swim close to the beaches and they're almost always in singles or doubles. It's your schooling size fish that are 15 pounds or less that stay in the tight groups that mix in with all the bait and everything else out there.
Cool. Okay, well, so quite a bit going on in the Gulf of Mexico, but now we're going to go over and talk about what's happening in the passes, and this is sponsored by WKDW 97.5 FM, Real Community Radio out of Northport, Florida, and click on that. It's going to take you to their website. You can do the listen now and hear what's going on the radio station. And if you like what you hear on there, there's a donation button on there. This is a nonprofit radio station. So when you, if you like what you hear, you know, donate a couple of bucks to them. They're really nice folks. And I encourage you, if you're driving through Northport, they're right before that golf cart place. It's in kind of a yellow building, isn't it, Robert?
Yeah.
Kind of
yeah,
a yellow building.
Strip mall there.
And it says the Green Room or something on one of them that actually is a bigger sign than their radio station sign. But we do a program on there from 1 to 2 o'clock every Thursday, getting ready for the weekends, and we're going to be talking about the passes. Steve is joining us for the moment. Yeah, I suckered him into it. right? No, you're not joining us? Say hello.
It's George, not
George.
Steve.
Oh, sorry, George. Jesus. I did that yesterday with RJ. Mm-hmm. Called him Joe.
Yeah.
I can't help it. Everything, I just keep going back and forth, getting everything sideways. I think I'm going to blame the radiation treatments. I think there's a certain amount of forgiveness. Once you've had radiation shot in your brain, you should be allowed a certain forgiveness.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell everybody everybody who it is and what's going on over there, sir?
My name's George Hall. I'm a retiree from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Down here
learning. Yeah, but you're retired from what? Because that's pretty important, because that's something that you should be pretty damn proud of.
Yeah. Well, I spent 28 years on the fire department in Pittsburgh, a retired battalion chief. I mean,
you're a first responder, basically, yes. of everything. So, I mean, that's something to truly be proud of.
Right. Yep. I came down here to sweep sand instead of shovel snow and learn how to fish.
There you go. And what were you coming in today? What were we talking about?
My hours.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, anyway, we'll get that done. But George was helping us out part-time.
Yeah.
The fishing, you been out fishing at all?
A little bit off of the dock, my dock in the back in the canal.
Any good?
A little bit of action with the top waters and snook.
So that's not too bad. What kind of top water are you using?
Zara.
Zara Spook.
Zara Spook Junior. Yeah. White. And white. Mm-hmm. White seems to work the best.
Now, early morning, in the evenings?
Evenings, early morning. During the day, I might throw a rattle trap if I sneak off from the honey-do list for a little bit.
Yeah, not all bad. All right, so... Okay, so what's going on in the passes right now? We got redfish, Captiva, Boca, Little Gasparilla Stomp, Venice, Jetties. Anything up in Venice? You heard anything?
Well, they've been getting a little bit up off of there. The Spanish mackerel have been kind of coming through once in a while. And then there's been some snook activity at night with some juvenile tarpon and even a couple adult-sized tarpon boogieing through there. Haven't heard much of the snappers or pompano or any of the other good stuff that should be going on up there, but... it's probably maybe.
Right. Now, redfish pass, I've been actually hearing about some big redfish.
Some big redfish, handful of slot-sized snook. Been a few flounder down there. Kind of weird. Just all of a sudden this past week, we just heard more and more reports about the flounder activity. Been a lot of juvenile gags in there.
In where?
In redfish pass and Captiva pass. And then Captiva Pass, I've also heard about some Spanish mackerel moving in and out of there. A couple of small sharks. And then, of course, the flounder right along the edges of the passes.
And which pass is Captiva?
Pretty much all of them from Gasparilla down.
All right.
You know, it seems like most of the passes have had some flounder reports coming out of them. I think they switched places with the whiting.
Yeah, anything from Boca?
Boca been getting some reports of the Spanish mackerel, a couple of small, tiny bluefish mixed in with them, the flounder, a couple of sheep's head being caught, and then the mangrove snapper bite starting to pick up just a little bit more for the guys who are being patient and drifting right along the bottom. I have not heard of a legal gag caught out of there in quite a while, but a lot of little baby gags being caught through there, along with a few... Goliath / Jewfish here and there of assorted sizes while the guys are drifting. The guys are seeing tarpon rolling out there, but nobody's really targeting them. And this is a time of year where that temperature is changing to that perfect temperature where some of these migratory fish are going to start to really boogie and head out offshore depending on what the water temperature does. As long as the food's here and the water temperature's right, heck, you know, 2 years ago they were here all the way through until January 1st out there in that pass where they were actually targetable, fishable fish.
Yeah, we had a lot of tarpon in Boca Grande Pass in December of last year where there was literally, normally they shouldn't even been within 75 miles of it, and there they were.
Yeah.
It's weather, not calendar, that yeah. counts. If you're going to go walk in the beaches from Sanibel to Venice, anywhere along the Gulf Coast shorelines, T-Crew Stucco is sponsoring the Walk in the Beach report, and for stucco, drywall, stonework, stuff like that. Really good guy.
Did a beautiful job at your place.
Yeah, he did. I'm actually...
The way he blended that was absolutely...
And he meant the columns look like columns all the way from the tie beam down onto the slab. And
you can't see where any spots where he paused.
No, it's really nice.
It's a trip. That's...
Yeah, I want him to come admirable. Back. And I'm going to try and get it. I'm got to call him and see if he'll come back out and do the other columns, you know, the tops, bottoms, see if he can make them look like he did those other ones because it looks so good. Now I want the rest of the place to look like
right.
that. because where he got to, because I do work when I have money. If I don't have money, I don't borrow money to do the work. I don't run out of my credit cards. I save money, and then when I get work done, so I've had this done, and then I find, you know, and then can't get a hold of that guy, so I get somebody else, can't get a hold of them, and ended up with him. So I want him to go back over some of the first work that was done and really make it look like the stuff that he just did.
Yeah, so, pretty amazing.
That's T. Crew Stucco. The number and all that is on the Fishing Report page. So if you're going to go walk in the beaches, I'm not sure you could actually cast out far enough to get to the Spanish.
No, I've heard of a couple of reports of them coming in, but it's been so infrequent.
Yeah, there's so many Spanish right along the beaches right now, but they're just out, I think, further than what you're going to cast.
Yeah.
So I would like to include them in that, but I can't really because it's not something you're really going to reach from
right.
shore.
I think
maybe if you had a 14-foot rod with a big casting bubble or something, but other than that, I don't know.
I think it would be a really cool incidental catch that's possible, but not really realistic.
All right, what's a little more realistic? A
lot of snook. Whole lot of snook along the beaches, literally from Stump Pass all the way down past Boca Grande. Most of them are on the smaller side. If you go out in, at night or first light in the morning, you will probably find a legal one, but majority of them are small guys. Same thing with some of the big redfish. There's been some big bull reds cruising the beach, but it's been strictly an evening, night, or first light in the morning. Most of those are being caught on pinfish and whitebait. The guys that are throwing shrimp and the pompano jigs, dragging them along, are catching some flounder, a few pompano, occasional snook, and some really stud-sized ladyfish out there mixed in. And they're not in schools. It's like you'll catch one, and then you'll fish for an hour, walk on the beach, and then you'll catch another one. But they're like 2.5 footers. I mean, they're big, giant ladyfish. The guy's picture the other day, it was like, I couldn't see it from 3 feet away. So to me, it looked like a baby tarpon. And then I grabbed his phone and looked at it. I was like, wow, that's pretty king-sized ladyfish.
Yeah.
And out there, there's so much fun because between the waves and some of the riptide, you think you've got, you know, a 30-pound fish on. They're a good time. And that's about it. You know, it's not too bad.
Yeah, that's just me trying to figure out how to spell a word, and I was hitting the spell check, and it's... Okay, yeah, I got it right. Okay, that's twice. All right. I was putting tremendous, and it's been a long time since I've spelled tremendous. It's T-R-E-M-E-N-D-O-U-S. Tremendous, because I was putting a tremendous amount of fun, and
right.
that's what I was typing out. But when I went to spell tremendous,
and that's one of those words you look at it too, and you go, "Is that right?"
Yeah, but it actually tremendous or something. I don't know, but it actually works out. So anyway, sorry guys, you actually get to hear what
you
the
spelling
radiation,
class
yeah,
and a fishing class all this, at the same time.
This is what the radiation has done to my brain. All right, taking us down to Sanibel Pine Island, or Sanibel Island in Ponarasa, is the Southwest Florida Boat Show, the 45th annual Fort Myers Boat Show. This is the big one, the Mac Daddy. This is the boat show. The rest of them are kind of, you know, like, okay, you're going to see a little bit of boats and stuff, but this one is monstrous. I mean, it goes on and on and on. You're going to be, it takes forever to walk to one side and back, and there's so much stuff going on at this. We've been a part of it for many years. We do a fishing village down there, seminars all day. Each day that some of the factory people show up, a lot of different people on different days, there is so much stuff there, from little boats to yachts, and there's some in the water, some on land. I mean, it's a big deal. This is the 45th annual Fort Myers Boat Show, right downtown, right on the water between Cleveland and Old 41. So what's going on Ponarasa, Sanibel?
Honestly, I have not heard anything from down there this week.
Well, at least we're honest. Okay.
Yeah.
Clusatchee River, I'm hearing snook up by the railroad trestle.
Okay. I haven't heard anything up there at all. But you talk to those guys in Fort Myers a lot more, too, so I'm sure they're giving you some stuff.
Yeah, the snook are kind of by the railroad trestle and the docks downtown. And there is a lot of lots of fish there. And
slot size fish or
yeah, slot size and up. I mean, not even seeing a lot of small fish.
Right. It's kind of funny how those slot size fish move in faster than the little guys do. You would think it'd be the complete opposite.
Yeah, you would, wouldn't you?
Same way, you know, we're talking about it in the Upper Peace River. All, you know, they're all slot or over that we're hearing about. Not hardly hearing of any peanuts.
Yeah, now that you say that, that's actually correct. You would think the smaller ones wouldn't go out to the beach. But, you know, look at it this way, too. Now, if we go to a party and there's 18-year-olds and all that there, chances are I'm leaving the party long before they are. You know,
yeah.
They're going to stay there. They're gonna push that party right to the end. And then they go, okay, you know, I think it's good. Maybe time to go home and go to sleep. You know, the young ones will stay.
Right.
So when they've all been, and it kind of pulls, you were talking about lots of smaller snook along the beaches and stuff still.
Yeah.
And with some slot fish and larger. Well, you know, that's where the spawning grounds are. That's where the big party is.
Right.
And so the larger ones are going, okay, yeah, I've had enough. I think I'm going to go find a place to go relax. And the little ones are still out there going, come on, let's party.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? It could be ridiculous, but it could be true.
Hey.
All right. Matt Lachey, if I put this on here about the radio fishing so that people would actually know that you can follow the, if you're looking at the fishing report, we're here doing this. So anyway, Matt Lachey, anything going on around there?
Yeah, there's been some pretty good reports from basically Smokehouse Point all the way down to Matt Lachey Bridge. And on the mainland side all the way down, like basically Two Pines down. A lot of flounder along the sand holes. Some pompano scattered throughout there too. And the redfish and the snook are right up against the bushes. Especially if you find some of the little pinch points where you got a little bit more current going. Most of those fish down there are hitting white bait. Shrimp's working okay and cut bait's working okay, but the white bait seems to be the key thing right down in that area.
It makes sense, because that's where the majority of the white bait shows up this time of year.
Right.
All right, going over to Pine Island Sound, what's going on the other side of Pine Island? Matt Lachey is on the inside of Pine Island along that waterway. I was just talking to Mike Heller from the Waterlife. And you know, that doesn't have a name for that water inside that goes from Ponarasa up to Two Pines, you know, Boquilla.
Right.
Yeah, there's no name for that, like the Matt Lachey Straits or something like that.
Right. You know? One shrimper called one area down there below Smokehouse the Sands. But yeah. I don't, she was describing
but that
a
was
large
a
sand
one,
flat.
One plate, one place. What
right.
I'm talking about is
the entire straight through there.
Because
yeah.
Pine Island Sound is on the outside.
Right.
That's Pine Island Sound. I get that. But on the inside, you talk about the individual places, but there's no overall name for that. I call from Boca Grande Pass over towards Burntstore, I call that the Straits, because right. it's, you know, a straight shot from Boca Grande Pass over to Burntstore, and it's just a kind of a hallway there. I should call it the Boca Hallway. But there's got to be a name for, maybe we'll come up with a name for that general area.
There you go.
So we got to think about that, come up with something kind of cool for that. Because like we have the East Wall, we have a lot of places along the East Wall. We have the West Wall with a lot of places on the West Wall. There's got to be an overall name so we don't have to.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Reaper Rods is sponsoring Pine Island Sound. Tim loves to fish down there. And it's an amazing place to fish, but it's not a good place to run a boat if you do not know where you're going. So
not
when you're down
all.
There, back it down, idle around, figure out where you're going, and don't trust following somebody, because if their boat runs 2 inches shallower than yours, you're hard aground on an oyster bar.
Absolutely.
Or in, you know, 2 inches of water less than what you should be in. And but amazing, beautiful place. You've got very shallow areas surrounded by, and then all of a sudden there's this massive hole, and it's very, very cool. I highly recommend you learn it, but I recommend you learn it slowly.
Yes.
All right, Pine Island Sound, sponsored by Reaper Rods. Reaper is amazing. They only have one problem with the Reaper Rod, is if you buy one, chances are you're going to buy another one. That's the main complaint, is Frank, you sold me this Rada, and I can't stand it. I hate this. I'm like, well, what? I'm here to buy another one. So, anyway, that's the worst thing said about Reaper. If you throw lures all day, it is a rod you should look at. If you're a bait fisherman, maybe, maybe not. But for lure guys, this is a very, very good rod. Whether you're throwing a bait caster or a spinning rod, Reaper. Alright, what's going on Pine Island Sound?
Most of what I'm hearing about right now has been from Patricio down to the shacks. Mixture of redfish and snook around the islands. They're tucked up under the bushes and in some of those deep, deep sand holes. And then the trout activity has been decent, but not great. The best fish being caught are being caught on pinfish, and the guys are just kind of drifting, cast into some of those deeper sand holes. They are getting bit off by the occasional Spanish mackerel and catching a few Spanish mackerel down there in those deep troughs, so be prepared for that. Other than that, it's been a little quiet for other fishes. You know, it's the water is starting to clear up a little bit down there. It's been a little milky because of the wind, but the tannin part of it is starting to slowly fade out down there.
All right, Jug Creek Show sponsored by JT Custom Pools and Jason's longtime friend, good person. You know, what do you say, JT Custom Pools? If you need work on your pool or if you need a pool, give them a call. Jug Creek Show's Poquilla. There's some white bait around the area. Has that brought any more fish in?
There's been a few bonnet heads being caught down there, a few trout. They have been seeing some Spanish mackerel around there, especially out there by those two big, those sand islands out there in front of Bilkelia. Other than that, I haven't heard much else. You know, when we went through there, it was a little windy and kind of weird clouds, so we couldn't see a whole lot of activity. We saw some birds pounding around, but...
Yeah, I couldn't see what they were hitting on. They were eating bait that was being eaten by fish, but we never got a chance to find out what they were. Okay, Burnt Store Two Pines, what's going on there?
That's actually been probably the best part of that eastern side. Snook, redfish, basically from Burnt Store all the way down to Two Pines. They're on the flat, the open trough, and up along the bushes. It seems as you get further south going towards Two Pines, it gets better, especially with some more slot-sized snook. The redfish, there's been a variety of them too. Most of them have been in the slot size, but there has been a handful of fish way over the slot in that upper 30s to mid 30 size. And then getting a mixed report of some pompano and some flounder right there around that whole wading flat just below Burnt Store, where a lot of guys walk through the mangroves to come out and wade that whole shoreline. So it's been the most positive report over there. And they're catching them on an assortment. Topwaters have been working in the early mornings. The pompano jigs obviously are working better for the flounder, but a couple guys have been catching some redfish on them. They have seen a couple of small sharks swimming around there, but nobody's really targeted them, and they didn't say if they were bonnet heads or what they were.
Okay, this is going to take us over to Okuma. And Okuma is on sponsoring the east side. Akuma's got the Azor reel, which is really good, the Samar, which is really good. Akuma's done a good job of stepping up, and we're going to be talking about that more in a minute as we get down to one of the other spots with some new information about us and Akuma. So what's going on the east side? There's a lot of trout by the crab trap buoys.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really kind of been different about it, the weird thing was we found larger trout closer to the islands and closer to the sandbar with a lot of smaller fish in between them. We were catching 14, 14 and a half, and then they went down to like 8 to 10, 12 inch, or let's say 10 to 12 inch fish, and then they went back up into the 14 inches. We got closer out to the bar. It was really weird.
It's a little strange.
Some bigger trout as we were closer to the islands, as soon as we hit that like 2 feet of water, 3 feet of water, because we were up in about a foot and a half, foot and a half. And we got out there and hit some fairly good trout, and I thought they might get bigger, but they actually got smaller as we were in some of the deep deeper areas in the center of the flat, and then as we got closer to the sandbar, they got bigger again.
Yeah, that makes a little, I mean, what you're saying is very odd, but with all that structure out there by those crab traps, that's why I could see some of those bigger ones being around that, because it always seems to attract little bait fish and stuff like that. The only reports I've had have been of redfish. The guys are moving a lot, and they're mostly catching them on white bait over on that side again. A little bit of shrimp, a little bit of cut bait, but it's mainly been white bait, fishing it under a float, fishing around those little islands. And the best guys that are doing it are moving or slowly drifting or using a real slow on their trolling motor, just keeping that bait constantly on the move. I have not heard much for snook over on that side. I know there's usually plenty of them, and that's where it's been consistently the last several weeks, but I haven't heard anything this week. There has been also some bonnet heads, real pretty good numbers right there around the Ice House and the Pirate Harbor Channel area.
Yeah, we did catch some bonnet sharks there on the east side too as well. All right, going up, and this is sponsored by Aquine HR. I think that stands for human resources. I don't know. It could stand for house removal. But anyway, it's Aquan HR.
I'm going to say HR would probably, or human resources would probably be more accurate for them.
Probably. But I mean, I don't know. It just says Aquan HR. They're sponsoring Alligator Creek Poacher's Cut in the skating rink. And they do a great job handling our employees. And they do all our payroll, our workman's comp, everything. And super easy to work with. I can't tell you if they're more or less expensive than anybody else, but I can tell you that they do a great job. They take responsibility for what they do. Everything works out. I've had problems along the way, minor problems, but one phone call, everything's fixed. It's awesome to deal with these people. Absolutely amazing. And that's who's sponsoring this. And I can tell you there's some nice snook, bunches of slot fish over by the skating rink. I haven't heard much else going on.
That's the only thing I've heard about, honestly, is over there at the skating rink with the snook and a few redfish. Everywhere else has been quiet. You know, a couple guys have been trolling out of Burnt Store, and they've been catching a couple small snook, but nothing really worth mentioning.
I think I'm going to add in there WIERD, weird, big bluefish. Is that coming out again? I thought that was going away.
It's going away really, really well, but there's those moments where it just comes in and hammers me.
Weird big bluefish back in Burnt Store Isles.
Yeah. Yeah, that was an exceptionally large bluefish. That's like Eastern Seaboard size bluefish. You know, we're so used to seeing those 1 to 3 pounders that when you get into that 7 to 8 pound, even 10 pound size bluefish, that's pretty darn impressive.
Weird looking bluefish though. Yellow in the mouth, not really any teeth showing, and it was real big head, real skinny body.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
I'm going to stick with my theory on that one.
That it was a bluefish.
Yeah, I think he was hurt though. I think there was something going on with him.
Actually, I saw several pictures when I went, because he brought it in. I was trying to match on images. I went on and did a internet search for pictures of bluefish, and actually found them on the almost identical.
Right.
Actually, it might be a subspecies of bluefish, because most of the bluefish are bigger in the body, and they're, you know. And these things have monster heads and skinny bodies.
Right.
I mean, really weird. All right, moving on to Ponce de Leon Park. Shenango Supply is sponsoring this. They're on Cleveland, if you take Highway 17 north. Like you're leaving Punta Gorda going towards Arcadia. As soon as you get under I-75, a couple miles down, on the left-hand side is Shenango Supply. Right there in Cleveland. And no, you don't have to go to Ohio. They're right here in just outside of town. For all your construction type needs, I get my rebar out there, tons of stainless steel stuff. I mean, I was just out there. I bought the extension one for my pressure washer out there. Well, I bought my pressure washer, my mower. I bought all that stuff out there. But that extension one's really cool. I have decks which are 14 feet up in the air, and I can stand on the ground now and pressure clean them without having to put scaffolding up. So really like that. Nice people out there, Shenango. Hi-yo, Shenango. Okay, let's see. What do we got going on Ponce de Leon Park?
There's been a few black drum, mostly on the smaller side. Snapper have started to move back in there a little bit, but it has been kind of quiet on them. And then there also has been a couple reports of the snook and the redfish moving through there sporadically. Nothing super consistent.
Okay. And takes us into the PGI Canal System, sponsored by Shaw Harbor Construction. They build a nice house. If you're thinking about moving to PGI and you want to build a home, definitely call these guys. I mean, they'll build homes around Charlotte County, but they do a lot in PGI. Nice places, and they really good-looking houses. So anyway, if you're thinking about doing something down here, give them a holler. PGI Canals, Poacher's Cut, Skating Rink, Elizabeth Park, Barge Canal, Gilchrist Pier. I don't know. It's just kind of got a mixture of stuff. But the PGI Canal system is very expansive, and it's maintained, and you can tell you're in PGI by all the seawalls have collapsed.
Yeah, yeah. Miles of them. The big thing that's going on in there is the water is starting to clear up now. So there's been a lot of snook moving onto the snook lights. Quite a few juvenile tarpon moving around inside there. Guys are catching snook and big jacks while trolling in and out of the canal system as they're heading out to the harbor, coming back in. That's really about all I've heard about. You know, it's not... The snapper bite has not been great, but a handful of guys are catching them. You know, and now that that water's clearing up, there'll be a lot more guys fishing those dock lights and having a grand old time.
Okay, and now that's going to take us down to Gilchrist Pier. And if you'd like to come and to our seminars, they're at Luigi's. We use a lot of projectors now, big overhead stuff, laser pointers. We're now showing you where we're talking about.
A lot of visual aids.
A lot of visual stuff. And we're still, you know, holding on to stuff and passing stuff around and talking about it. But a lot more pictures, a lot more interaction with the stuff. And you call the store here, 625-3888, to reserve your seats. The room only holds 50 people a night. And even though we do it Tuesday and Wednesday and other nights, it's just one of those nights you want to go to because it's the same topic, just so we can get all the people in. But this month, I think, is going to be on snook. But instead of just being straight out snook, I don't think I've got enough pictures for it, so I've got some other stuff that I've got places, pictures, that I can actually build the storylines around, so it might be more of a mixture of fish. So, but it is going to be where we caught stuff, how we caught it, and what we caught. So that's the basis of what you want to know, who, what, where, when, how, and why. And that's what we're going to be showing you there. So Gilchrist Pier, I've heard of bonnet shark caught, but that was about it.
That's more than I've heard about. I have not heard much at all.
All right, that takes us out to the Alligator Creek Reef, and this is sponsored by Mick Grady, my insurance guy. He's a good friend. I like Mick a lot. I like the fact I can call him and talk to him. He's an Allstate dealer. He's got offices here and in other places. For a big outfit, they have a very small office feel. And, I was just on the phone with him the other day and talking about, I was thinking about changing one of my insurance policies, and he said, no, just stay with what you got. You're better off with what you have than what I can give you. Honesty is the key to anything, and it's hard to believe you're putting insurance company and the word honest in the same sentence. But they do a good job. They do a good job. I like it. All right, Alligator Creek Reef, what's going on?
Alligator Creek Reef is starting to see a few few mangrove snapper moving onto it. I've heard of a couple of Spanish mackerel on the southern end, but they were complete incidental catches. And then there has been, up until this cold front 2 days ago, been some tarpon moving back and forth on it, mostly on the middle to southern end of it. That's about it. You know, it's starting to improve out there, but it's going to be a little bit longer.
Okay. It takes us out to the deep holes in the harbor. This is sponsored by Seato. The goofy yellow boat you see out there, it was funny. My dad and I were crossing the harbor, and it was getting rougher and rougher. And we look over, and we saw Seato going into the marina there at Burnstore. We're like, okay, Seato's heading in, and we're still out here. This is probably not smart. So, right. Anyway, deep holes in the harbor.
Lots and lots of catfish. That's definitely the plentiful thing. There has been some ladyfish schools out there, and the tarpon have been mixed in with them. Some of the guys are just blindly trolling ladyfish and bait busters and swim baits out there, especially in like the southern 20-foot hole and the Pirate Harbor hole, and getting some pretty good tarpon. And they're in that 60 to 100-pound range. They're not giants, but they are definitely fun to catch this time of year because that water is starting to cool down. They're like bulldogs. You know, you'd swear you have a 130-pound fish on with as hard as they want to fight when this water gets like this temperature. It's a pretty good time.
Okay. Yeah, all right. I don't know why I'm having a hard time. Oh, it's because I can't hit the right things. All right. Anyway, this is down to the bait report. White bait. I know it's some at Jug Creek and early, like near daybreak at Pirate Harbor.
Yep, Pirate Harbor. And there has been some over around Devilfish, but it's been super inconsistent over there, but it has been a little bit bigger. And then, of course, all over out on the beaches right now, there's quite a bit of it. And some of those are mixed, where it's white bait and small threadies mixed in with them. So you have to kind of be careful and sort right. through what you're taking.
You heard anything about thread fins?
Not at all. Not even at the near shore buoys or
pinfish?
Pinfish, most prevalent spot has been devilfish. And then over behind, or by the Three Sisters there behind Boca Grande. And those have been pretty decent sized pinfish from, you know, 3 inches all the way up to like 5 inches. Been some good pigfish mixed in there with them. Which, phenomenal snook and tarpon bait. I'd rather have a pigfish over a pinfish.
Yeah, they do make more noise.
Yes, they do.
Let's see, ladyfish. Big schools, just south of Ponce, and, let's see, and by Cape Hayes. These are ones I've seen myself. I know they're there.
And just north of Pirate Harbor, there has been a pretty good school, too, the last 2 days. Peg Leg saw them out there yesterday, and a customer was in the day before that saw them out there, too.
Okay, let's see, we got white bait, thread fins, pinfish, ladyfish. Anything else we should report on at that?
That's about it.
Okay, that brings us down to the freshwater report. And buzz baits, first thing in the morning, that's been very good. Now, during the middle of the day, I'm going to say switch to worms, yes or no?
Yeah, worms and or shiners. They seem to be working the best. You know, water temperature is starting to get really good, so you're starting to see some pretty decent bass moving around, and especially assorted sizes. The other thing that's been going off has been those tilapia and bluegill and the cichlids. That water temperature is getting really comfortable for them. Even a few crappie have been being caught. So the freshwater side, this is... I personally love this time of year with that, because you can go out there and target the bass. If you get bored with that, switch over to something small like a beetle spin on an ultralight or small wigglers. Start catching yourself some different species of panfish. And just, even if you don't care to eat them, it's still just fun on the right light tackle.
Okay. Takes us up to the tarpon reports. I'm going to say possible at the reef, and still some in the deep holes.
Yeah, and the deep holes around some of those ladyfish schools that you were talking about. And then basically out by Boca Grande by the pass. There's going to be all your more realistic places of getting them. Everywhere else has been, you know, hit or miss. And it's mostly because the weather was so funky this past week with all that wind blowing that some of the guys have been having a tough time finding them.
What about down south like Captiva Rocks along the ICW?
I haven't heard of any down there.
Okay.
I mean, this is the time of year where there should be some, but I just haven't heard of any.
Right. Now, the tarpon report here, and this is something we waited till the end of the thing to do, and we are now doing Amazon price matching on a couple of brands of reels. We are doing Amazon price matching on Pen reels and Akuma reels, and we've got it done in time for the holiday season. If you're looking for gifts and stuff and you want all our great warranties and, you know, everything we do on a normal basis with the reels, we can now, you come in, we will look up on our notepad laptop type thing, and we will check Amazon on there, and if it's on there, we will give you that price on any Pen reel and any Akuma reel. We will do it on Pen and Akuma right now, possibly other ones, but right now, any Pen reel, if you find it on Amazon, it's not going to count if you see it at 11 o'clock at night and go, oh, it's this price. It counts when you're in the store, because right, those prices change literally by the minute on the internet there. But we will go right head-to-head, and you will get the Amazon price with all our extras and everything else. And the only thing that changed is you have a chance of saving money. And we've seen it from literally less than a dollar difference to many dollars difference. So
yeah, in one instance, it was actually higher.
Yeah, they've actually been higher than us. But quite often they have, I mean, they get on stuff and the discounts are ridiculous, bigger than anything you've ever seen. We are still doing it. If it's Pen reel, Amazon price match. If it's Akuma, Amazon price match on the reels. That's got to be specific about that.
Absolutely.
On the reels. So, just letting you know, boys and girls, and I guess that wraps up the tarpon or the area fishing report for this week, and we appreciate you guys listening. Anything we need to go over, Robert?
No, I think that's about it. I think we hit pretty much just about everything.
Okay, and we said we weren't going to talk about it, just let things go, but you know, the holidays are coming up. We want people to know that we can compete even with Amazon. So not only do we do the chain store stuff, now we're cracking on the big boys again. And I'm sorry, I don't like being second. I don't have to be first, but I dang sure don't like being last. So now we're going back up. So anyway, we're going to be discussing that, but the only way you're going to know about that is if you come in the store, look at the reel, we'll tell you. But the end of the fishing report, we're going to remind people this is what we're doing. So good Friday to you. We hope you have a great weekend, and thanks so much for listening, and we'll catch you on the next Radio Fishing. Say goodbye, Robert.
Goodbye, Robert.